Hunting is an act that brings us closer to nature, closer than most will ever experience. In today's modernized world, there are limitless gizmos and gadgets that can help us to achieve this. So is modern technology taking the hunt out of hunting? That's the topic we'll be discussing on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
Managing Editor, Ontario Out of Doors Magazine, Ray Blades, reports from the SHOT Show on all the newest gadgets and gizmos on the market for 2015. I talk to traditional hunter Martin Ackerman about his approach to hunting and how you can get involved. And John Ward and Rob Stewart from Camless Knives and Cuda Cutlery are in studio to talk about the tools of the trade. All this and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time on the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique pre-flex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. And you know, there's lots of activities that take place on the ice. Hockey, curling, ringette, and even figure skating. But none of those compare to the greatest ice sport of all, ice fishing. Canadian Tire Pro Shops has everything you need, from Rapala ice shelters to Suffolk fishing line. Now, it's easy to make sure your next ice fishing trip has you doing more than hanging around the cold practicing your triple axles. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.98%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty. And you could save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP 900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.98%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to grant approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Welcome to the voice of Ontario anglers and hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. And for all of you hunters out there, Managing Editor of Ontario Out of Doors Magazine, Ray Blades, contacted me from the SHOT Show back in January with his report on all the newest gear for 2015.
Managing Editor, Ontario Out of Doors Magazine, Ray Blades. How are you doing this morning, Ray?
I'm surviving down here at Las Vegas at the SHOT Show, Randy. I could use a new pair of feet, but besides that, I'm having a having a great time.
Are you looking forward to coming back to all the snow and ice?
Oh, yeah, sure. I miss Ontario.
So what?
I am honest.
So what's new and exciting? You've had a day to walk around and check things out. What do we got going on for 2015 in the hunting industry?
Yeah, some pretty exciting stuff. I really come down here. Obviously, we have to try and cover the bread and butter of the hunting industry, was usually guns and ammo, and to a greater extent, optics. There's some really nice new guns going to be on the market for 2015. Mm-hmm. Ammo, a few things. I already covered some stuff at the media day at the range, but there's not a huge amount of new stuff on the ammo market, but primarily guns, optics, and a few cool little accessory things out there. So maybe we can get in with some of the guns.
Okay, yeah, let's start off with the guns.
Yeah. So Winchester has a new rifle on the market called the XPR. So listeners and readers should look out for some information on that. As I mentioned before, all this stuff that we're probably not mentioning here will be either on the OOD website or through print or video, so you can go there to www.oodmag.com and find out a little bit more from that. Kimber, I'm not sure how many of the listeners are familiar with Kimber, but they make really good quality rifles. The only drawback from Kimber is probably the wait list to get one, but they brought out a new rifle called the Kimber Adirondack, so look for that. It's a great new, Kimber is usually a bit more known for their sort of classic line guns, wood stocks, some synthetic stuff, but this one has sort of like the relish camo on it.
Okay.
And you can get it with the full camo with the mount and the scope on it too, so it's looking like a pretty nice gun coming out from Kimber.
Sounds interesting.
Sure, and the Remington's new sort of flagship of their shotgun line now is the V3 semi-auto. I get a chance to play around with that. Unfortunately, they weren't at the range day on Monday, so I didn't actually get a chance to shoot it. But it looks like a pretty nice new semi-auto from Remington.
Right. Okay. Nice. Nice.
One of the nicest guns I think I played around with at the show is the new Seiko 85 carbon weight, and I got a chance to talk to the designer from Finland and actually shoot a video with him. And it was really interesting, just kind of the story behind it, how they came up with it, how they designed the stock. So the whole stock forend, everything complete, is all made out of carbon.
And, wow, so it's like it's a carbon fiber like they would use on a fancy race car.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. And, man, it's, in the fishing industry and the hunting industry, one of the obviously main trends for sort of much any of the major products is trying to make things lighter.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of behind that for some of the applications, but sometimes you just make things either too light or you throw off the balance and stuff like that. And I've played around with some light guns before, and they're nice. They feel sort of not too bad in the hand, but when you shoot them, the recoil is it just gets thrown off. But with the Seiko, one thing I really struck out to me about it was just the balance to it. It felt light, but it felt exceptionally well-balanced gun, and
nice.
I'm looking forward to hopefully trying that out in the new year.
Very, very nice. Okay.
And Weatherby, a bit more known for their rifles, has a few new offerings out, more tweaks to the rifle lineup, but they have two new shotguns. One is the Element. It's a semi-auto shotgun.
Okay.
Also, they have the SA 459 turkey gun, fully operational turkey gun with the extended front grip and the pistol grip, and that looks really nice too. So
very nice. Yeah, I remember years ago they had the Centurion and the Patrician, which were probably made back in the 1970s and 80s. But yeah, that shows you Weatherby's been around a long time, eh?
Yeah, and like I said, they're obviously kind of mainly known for their rifles, but they've been producing some nice shotguns for a good number of years.
Yeah, they sure have.
A couple of things to look forward to. As I mentioned earlier, we did talk about the some of the ammo at the range day from Monday. But and the only other real new thing I found at the show, sort of animal wise, is Hornady's is releasing a new rifled slug for smoothbore shotguns called the American Whitetail. So it's the first foray into a smoothbore slug.
Okay.
They've been producing some pretty decent quality.
Oh, Hornady makes great stuff. Before. Yeah.
Yeah, they've been producing some pretty good slugs for rifle barrels, but this is their, I believe, their first foray into making a rifle slug for a smoothbore barrel.
Don't go away. We'll return faster than you can reload with more new hunting technology.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. And you know, there's lots of activities that take place on the ice. Hockey, curling, ringette, and even figure skating. But none of those compare to the greatest ice sport of all, ice fishing. Canadian Tire Pro Shops has everything you need, from Rapala ice shelters to Suffolk fishing line. Now, it's easy to make sure your next ice fishing trip has you doing more than hanging around the cold practicing your triple axles. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to Ray Blades' report on the latest hunting gear from the 2015 Pegasus SHOT Show.
Optics has obviously been a very big component of our coverage in the magazine, besides firearms and ammo. So one of the really neat things to look for, and it's really difficult to explain over the radio, is Leupold has a new product out called the Devo.
Okay.
And what it is you can mount it on your gun. It's a heads up sort of display that you can mount in conjunction with a red dot.
Okay.
So it allows you to without moving your head and just adjusting your eyes from the red dot to the Devo, you can zero in a gun from anywhere from about 10 yards out to about 600 yards.
Wow.
And just bouncing back and forth between those two displays. It's kind of a little bit difficult to explain.
Is it kind of like a heads-up display on a car? Is it kind of work that way?
Something like that, yeah. The red dot sits flush with the barrel,
right.
And then the Devo unit mounts sort of off the side. It looks a little bit more tactical,
okay.
Than some hunters might be used to. So it kind of mounts off the side, and then the display comes around and is in front of you as well. So it's transferring the ballistic sort of information from the side of the gun
to
the front of you. Huh. Yeah, so one of the things they've had, especially for predator hunting, too, is that, guys will be out setting in rifles and they'll be, have it ready for somewhere between 100 and, 200 or 300 yards. And then all of a sudden, a coyote will pop up at, 25 yards and they can't readjust to shoot as quick or as well in that short range. So they've kind of tried to find a balance where you can have both of sort of a medium to long range ballistic setup and then also something set up for short range as well.
That's interesting how technology can kind of close that gap, because that's certainly a problem hunters have encountered for years. You know, with the the see-through rings on scopes is a great example of that, isn't it?
Right, exactly. Another thing to look for is Bushnell. I know there's a lot of good followers of Bushnell out there. They've revamped their Elite line of rifle scopes. Some really nice stuff coming up from Bushnell.
Mm-hmm.
They've also updated their trophy cam, trail cams, and they have a new HD Aggressor. So a lot of great stuff especially from trail cams out from
nice.
Bushnell.
Yeah, they've got some really nice stuff out there.
Yeah, and another sort of a bit more new entry into the market is Vanguard is putting out a really nice scope now. They have a new line called the Endeavor RS, so that's worth looking into. If anybody's looking to buy a new scope, check out the Vanguard line of scopes.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and then a few other things to sort of wrap it up. Burris has a full field EI scope, and their sort of brother company Steiner has a T5 XI scope. So what both of them sort of Burris, you know, a bit known for a bit more hunter friendly, pocketbook friendly sort of products, producing some really nice scopes with that as well. And the Steiner company, some really taking their sort of tactical advanced ideas and sort of trickling it down into a good hunting scope.
Very, very good. Yeah, so lots of new stuff to help us make our hunt more fun and friendly, I suppose, eh?
Yeah, I think, and if I could just wrap up with one of the cool things I've seen at the show, amongst the things I just mentioned and a couple other ones, there's a company out of Texas called Target Vision. So what they've done is they've produced a wireless, long range and short range spotting scope. So they have you can buy a unit that's either set up to go up to 300 yards, or a unit, this is the long range unit, is set up to go up to a mile long. You have a camera in a housing that you can set up right beside, sort of close to your target, and it's an HD camera, a wireless HD camera. So you put it that close to your target, within I think it's about 20 or 30 feet of it. It can register shells down to the 17 caliber, and then you have a receiver close to you, wherever you are, 300 yards back from that, and that can hook up to your smartphone, to your tablet, to a laptop. So when you shoot downrange, you don't have to look through a scope. You have an app that runs through, say, your smartphone, and you can look on there and see exactly where you're hitting. On the target on your smartphone.
That's cool.
And then you can also with the app, you can set up and do grouping. So you could you know, shoot three shots. You could mark them as 1, 2, 3 of the blue grouping. You can shoot another three shots, and you can mark them as 1, 2, 3 grouping of the red grouping. And it's one of those things that, hey, I thought that should have been on the market a long time ago, but with just the sort of proliferation of small cameras, wireless units, and the tablets and smartphone apps. It's pretty neat to see that all sort of come together in a unit like that.
Very good.
That was that's one of the kind of really cool things I saw down at the show here today.
Yeah, I think it not only helpful for target shooters, but for people who are sighting in their firearms, saves a little time, more dynamic, and sounds really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a traditional spotting scope, but I think this sort of, you know, just it marries the sort of the app-friendly environment that we're in, tablets and smartphones with wireless cameras, and it's just a pretty neat way. And you can print that stuff off too. You can take snapshots of it, mark the groupings, like I said, and print that stuff off. So if you're, like you said, you're sighting something in, that's great. Or if you're just a target shooter and trying to make your craft a little bit better, it's definitely a helpful product there.
Yeah.
And that's the highlights from the last day or so at the show.
Well, it sounds like you've been walking around a lot. That's a lot of stuff. But you know what? It's a progressive industry like any other, and everybody's improving things and making things better. So that's awesome. And I guess you're going to be heading home shortly.
Yes, I'm just going to go check a couple more things at the show this morning. I have a few more companies and products I'd like to just get a little bit more information on, and then I'm heading home.
So our listeners can not only find some of this information in future magazines of Ontario Out of Doors, but you also take some video too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so when I'm down here, I'm covering sort of social media. You can find more information on our Twitter account or our Facebook account. Also, I'm shooting video of a good amount of these products down here, and that can be found at our website at oodmag.com. But also, I'm sort of doing recon, like I am talking with you about this, for the pages of the magazine. So look for the sort of rundown of the latest and greatest in all of hunting, from guns and ammo and bullets and everything that's also new. The other side of the fence with the crossbows and vertical bows in our May 2015 issue of Ontario Outdoors Magazine.
Very good. Well, enjoy what's left of the day, Ray, and we'll see you when you get home.
Thanks, Randy. Always a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, nice talking to you again, too. Take care.
A discussion on traditional hunting with Martin Ackerman when we return with more Angler and Hunter Radio.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. And you know, there's lots of activities that take place on the ice. Hockey, curling, ringette, and even figure skating. But none of those compare to the greatest ice sport of all, ice fishing. Canadian Tire Pro Shops has everything you need, from Rapala ice shelters to Suffolk fishing lines. Now, it's easy to make sure your next ice fishing trip has you doing more than hanging around the cold practicing your triple axles. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.99%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty. And you could save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP 900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to credit approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats. celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings, and you're listening to my chat with Martin Ackerman on traditional hunting.
From Buckhorn, Ontario. Hunter education instructor, firearm instructor, trapper?
Yes, trapper.
Am I missing anything else? I know you're into a lot of things.
Blogger.
Blogger, yeah.
Into the YouTuber.
YouTube, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And the reason why you're here today is because I want our listeners to learn more about traditional hunting. What is, and am I using the right term? What is traditional hunting?
For different people, it's different things. But, you know, for me, it's using equipment that's simpler and maybe a little bit more old-timey.
Yeah, so maybe more utilitarian, more longbow? Do you use a recurve longbow? Or
I've used longbows. I've used recurves. People ask me what I shoot for archery. I tell them I shoot a stick.
A stick and a string.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, we shoot a lot of wood, we're shooting at close quarters.
Right. Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to find your right range. Now, has it always been this way for you, or is this something that you kind of evolved into?
You know, I started off shooting wood, probably 40 years plus.
Okay.
In school.
Yeah, okay.
It was the first bow that somebody handed me.
Interesting.
It was a wood bow. I remember it was a bear bow. It had the little medallion in the wood there, and it felt good in the hand, and I really enjoyed it. And, you know, some years passed, and, you know, we got into some other things, and, you know, we shot crossbow, and we shot compound, and, you know, got into the gun hunting, too. And,
yep.
Moved from one thing to another and did well,
yeah.
You know, going through these different kinds of this different kind of equipment. But, you know, as time passed, looking for new challenges, and it went, you know, years later, I'm back shooting the wood.
You're back shooting with the wood bow. And this is just an observation of mine, but I obviously come from a firearm background.
Yep.
With my dad taking me out grouse hunting and rabbit hunting and that sort of thing. And the bow hunting's come late for me.
Mm-hmm.
However, I did get my first deer a couple of years ago, as you know, with the bow, which was cool. One thing I've noticed since I've started bow hunting now, and I find this drawing me more and more towards bow hunting, is it's not the opportunities I get, but the number of game I see, the quality of game I see now, is just so much better than I was rifle hunting. I'm not seeing them in range as much, but my experiences are better every day. I get better in experiences. Is that something that you've noticed too?
Well, you get into shooting wood and you're looking at very intimate hunt.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking zero out to 30 yards maybe,
and it could be a moose. It could be like a half ton animal or more.
Yeah. Well, last year I nearly got run over by a moose.
It was
so close. Yeah.
So when it was that after you shot at it, or was it just,
no, we're calling moose up in Quebec, and buddy was calling, and I was up this trail, and I look at the end of the trail. It was leading into a drainage there, and I see this calf run across the top of the trail, and we're always talking about you see the animal, go to the animal, and so I figure, okay, you know, there's a cow gonna come by there, and I'm gonna be into a shot if I get myself up that trail. And I'm halfway up the trail, and I see the cow come, and it decides to run down the trail that I'm on.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And it hit the skids at probably about 60 yards from me.
Wow.
And we were having a stare down, and I decided that maybe I could get a few yards on it. And either of two things was going to happen. It was going to run me down, or it was going to take off. And as it turned out, it turned around and ran across this swamp, and not to where the calf was, in the opposite direction. It must have been 6 feet of water, and just ran right through there like it was nothing. And that was really interesting.
So, and like you say, an intimate, up close and personal experience.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what I think that's what hunting's supposed to be all about, is you becoming part of nature for that moment in time.
If I would have tucked in off the trail, I would have had that moose come by at about 4 yards.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you just see hide in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have made that shot about 4 yards.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's just the way it worked out that day. And, you know, it made a call and then, you know, decided to do one thing. And, you know, I made the wrong call on, you know, what to do. But it happens. And, you know, yearly we're getting into game really, really close quarters. Often we have bears come in to stalk us while we're calling moose.
Wow, eh?
Yeah.
I had an incident like that with, and I mean, I'm not a traditional hunter like you, and this show is about you, but I have to add to that. A few years back, I was hunting with my dog. We're just upland hunting, and we came across some wolf tracks, and there are some brush wolves around my property up in Carnarvon. They're pretty fresh. My dog was pretty keen on them, and we carried on. And after, I don't know, about a half an hour, you know, you get that hair up in the back of your neck. My dog ran away, and she doesn't normally run away. And she ran over to this ridge, and I was trying to call her back. And sure enough, this wolf was following us. And I don't think it was necessarily stalking us like a bear may do. But just to add to your experience, it's kind of a eerie feeling when you're the one being hunted, is it not?
We had an experience with the wolf about 5 years ago, and we were doing this train hunt. We discovered you could buy a ticket on the train, not for a location of a place, but a mileage marker. And this was north of Sudbury, and we just got dropped off right on the tracks of their canoe and
nice.
Yeah, into the spot that we wanted to hunt up near the Mississinaube. And we brought a moose decoy with us in three pieces. I made it out of a hot tub cover. And we'd set it up and didn't really know how to use the thing. And I had a shooting lane set up, and we had strings connected to the mooses on a pole, and we were moving it back and forth. And it must have looked like a sick animal out in the woods.
Right.
an easy target. And I couldn't see it. My buddy could.
Right.
But we had a big wolf in there stalking the decoy.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was probably within 6 yards of me. And I couldn't see it. We totally didn't know what I was doing with
They're
this.
They're quite stealthy, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
But bears, too, aren't they? I mean, I've never hunted for an animal more stealthy than bears.
People would be really surprised at how quiet a bear can be, you know, to sneaking in, and you know, all of a sudden we call it bear grass, this tall grass we're often hunting moose in, and all of a sudden bear comes out of there and, you know, thinks that there's a cow there, maybe there's a calf there, right?
So, right. Yeah, you know, exactly.
Suddenly, you know, things are get pretty interesting.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with more Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you, with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. And you know, there's lots of activities that take place on the ice. Hockey, curling, ringette, and even figure skating. But none of those compare to the greatest ice sport of all, ice fishing. Canadian Tire Pro Shops has everything you need, from raffle ice shelters to Suffolk fishing line. Now, it's easy to make sure your next ice fishing trip has you doing more than hanging around the cold practicing your triple axles. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings, and you're listening to my chat with Martin Ackerman on traditional hunting.
So besides the stick and the string, you're out there, you're hunting for bears, you're hunting for moose, you're hunting for whitetail or whatever. What about your actual tools? Do you try and keep them as minimal and as utilitarian as possible as well?
I've shot the muzzleloader.
Yeah.
Enjoyed that. I've shot the shotgun. I've got an old shotgun from the 50s.
Okay.
It's a single shot,
mm-hmm.
and it breaks down. You can stick it in your pack in a couple
nice.
Of pieces if you want, and it's nothing to look at.
Yeah.
But it's got some character to it. It's old, and the wood is scratched up because it's been used. And I like to shoot things that
And I kind of get that. What about like your knives and that type of thing?
I carry an old Russell knife with me.
Okay. Yeah, they've been around forever.
Yeah, I got it from my buddy,
mm-hmm.
and it's carbon steel, so it's got quite a lot of character to it. And he passed, and that's they said, "Do you want anything of his?" And I said, I'd be honored if I could carry his old knife. And so I carry that with me,
I get that. I got my my great-grandfather, when he passed away, it was quite a while ago now,
yep.
but I got his orange hunting hat and his hunting knife.
Nice.
And I still have it. And, I mean, that was a long time ago, but I get it. There's a connection there that you can't match with anything that you can buy. What I mean?
My gear's not pretty to look at because it's been used.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I like. I'm not a collector. I'm a user.
Right.
And I'll drag my gear through the bush and if we knock down an animal, I'll put a notch in it.
Now, do you use ATVs and that sort of thing, or do you stray away from that?
I have a bike. Mm-hmm. I use it for trapping. I prefer to walk.
Yes, yes.
And we'll walk. We're doing a moose hunt. We'll walk 6 to 10 hours a day.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is more. This is almost like a lifestyle for you then, as opposed to like a hobby.
Yeah, it's just.
It's what you do. It's what you are. It's who you are.
Yeah, it's what you become eventually, and.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for a while. I've shot crossbow. I've shot compound.
Mm-hmm.
And you meet people that are into one thing, and you try it out. But
sure.
You hooked up with. Some traditional hunters a number of years ago, and quite a challenge. Yeah.
Yeah, so. It is. And what comes to mind with me, and probably one of the reasons why, I've obviously known you for a while now, but why I want to get you in here too is because I do watch a show called Mountain Men, and there's a guy on there named Tom Orr. I don't know if you've ever watched it or not, but Tom Orr makes his own bows.
Mm-hmm.
Right from the string down, he does the whole thing. He does his own hides. He does his own trapping, and you're kind of like a Tom Orr kind of person to me. So, and I think at least myself, I know I'm not even close to being there, but for our listeners who are aspiring to this kind of whether it be hobby, lifestyle, or whatever, what can they do? I mean, they can go to your blog, right? Is there other publications? Is there information out there that they can get on this type of thing?
So, if you're interested in traditional archery, there's, a number of publications that you can, there's periodicals that they come out on a regular basis.
Yeah.
There's a couple of traditional archery ranges that you could go to maybe in Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great one just outside of Lindsay.
Okay.
And it's traditional only. It's not for crossbows, and it's not for compounds. It's... But you know, you're welcome to bring your wood, and you know, there you can find them on the internet as well. So you know, there are places, but I'm always encouraging people. You're interested in something, so meet somebody that does
exactly.
It.
And isn't that what really gets people going? Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, find a mentor. You know, somebody to show you what's going on. And that's how I got into shooting stick. And you know, we meet throughout the year and talk about things and work on our gear and go down. In the past, we used to go down to Michigan and go to traditional archery expo down there, and you know, they have lectures and workshops and those kinds of things, and try to you know, keep on top of things and you know, learn a few new things for our practice.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I mean, I know growing up in the 70s myself, the stream fishing was a big thing for me, and I know it's not related to hunting that way. But we had equipment that we used back then in terms of fiberglass rods and reels, the old Inglis 1810 fishing reels that were made in Canada. Believe it or not, a fishing reel that was made in Canada. And I still go down to my dock or go down to the creek and use this equipment. And people sometimes on the streams or in the lakes look at me like, is this guy just come out of some... And I'm sure hunting's kind of the same way, you know, for somebody who's just got into the sport of hunting and they see this, it's something really, it's so old, it's new.
Yeah, well, you know, the marketplace will tell you, you know, that you need a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can approach hunting from a number of different directions, and you don't have to spend a lot of money. You know, we started off making a lot of our own clothes.
Yeah.
You couldn't buy a lot of camo up in Canada, so we'd make our anoraks, and for a while I was making my own stands, and used to make these climbers for the trees that were made out of 2x4s and ropes wrapped around the tree. You know, I used to sit on a white pail out in the middle of a field, and I'll hunker down waiting for a deer to walk by. But you don't need a lot of money, really. If that's where you're at, then, you know, do what you know.
Exactly. And you know what? That's such a good point. And there is a video out there. I think you can find it on Vimeo, maybe on YouTube. It's called Game of Inches. And there's who I would call a traditional bow hunter in this video. And he talks exactly about what you're talking about, that, you know, some gasoline in my truck and my stick and my string aren't the investments in what I do. It's the time. It's my time that I invest in it. And I find that intriguing in fishing and hunting, that it doesn't matter how much money you have, or it doesn't matter, you know, all you need is your interest, your drive, and your willingness to meet other people and get involved to do it.
Yep.
That, which is cool.
Yeah. No, you know, different people have different processes, and you know, traditional hunting is not an easy thing.
Yeah.
And you know, we've often been shut out, whereas if we were hunting you know, with different kinds of equipment, you know, the result would have been different. But we're very much about fair chase as well, and just challenging ourselves with our stalking skills. And
so for our listeners, if they want to, first of all, for hunter education and fire, you teach at Sir Sanford in Lindsay.
Sure.
So anybody in the Lindsay area, they can reach you probably on the Ontario Hunter Education Program website.
Peterborough too, yeah.
What if they wanted to locate your blog? Do a little bit of reading. Somebody's, we got to give you a little plug here, Martin. I know you're a modest guy, but.
Try Flashlights and Arrows.
Flashlights and Arrows.
Yeah.
And look for Martin Ackerman. Thank you so much, Martin.
A pleasure, Randy.
Hopefully someday I can get you down to the East Hill to the range, and you can show me how to shoot one of these traditional bows.
We'll throw a couple arrows.
Perfect.
Yeah, right on.
Cool, man.
Thank you.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with more Angler and Hunter Radio.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-567-9009.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I am Randy Jennings.
So John Ward and Rob Stewart, welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio.
Thank you very much.
So we're going to talk about hunting knives today, which is actually a good topic because, you know what, the difference between a skinning knife and a gutting knife and a utility knife and a fillet knife, and I've seen people make best use out of some things that just aren't meant to do what they're doing. So let's start off with types of hunting knives. Skinning knives. What can you tell us about skinning knives?
Well, the funny thing about knives, Randy, is that everybody has a very different opinion on knives. And there are certainly knives that are made for different purposes, like skinning or gutting, or there's a certain type of knife you're going to likely want if you're going to cape out an animal.
Yeah, so you're removing the skin from the animal.
Yeah.
So I go to my local store now and I'm going to buy a skinning knife. What does it look like?
There's lots of different looks, isn't there, Rob?
Yeah, there's you can have a nice big arced blade.
Okay. Do they have a pointy end on them or a rounded end?
It has a pointed end, big rounded piece that comes to a point.
Right, okay.
And the catch to that, like John's saying, depends your comfort level, what you're wearing in your hands,
yeah,
and what you're skinning. Right. So some guys like a bigger blade, they get right in and smoothly skin it. And other guys like a sharper point where they can get in and groove around.
Right, right. Or different, depending on where they are working on the animal.
Exactly. So if I'm caping out a white-tailed deer and it's, say, you're fortunate enough to get a big guy and you want to have him mounted, if you're out in the field and you want to lighten your load, you don't want to carry the whole head back, you would cape it out in the field. And when you go around a deer's antlers, you need a very heavy, small, pointed blade. Some guys will actually use a flathead screwdriver to pluck the hair around the base of the antler.
Wow.
It's a very difficult spot to get into. So for me, I've learned that I like a pointed blade that I can leverage that's fairly thin in diameter because it's a small area to work around.
Okay.
And I can pop that hair right off the base of the antler without any issue at all. Then when I get down around the lips, the nose, the eyes, and you want to get into that tear duct,
right?
Again, right below the corner of the deer's eye, you need a very small pointy blade to get down into there and sort of pop that out gently.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're caping the animal, you're in a hurry. It could be minus 25 out. You may want something bigger for doing the mane, but you would definitely
right.
want
so
something
Right, so you're
going to
need different types. I mean, you know, if this is especially if this is the first time you're doing it, like you say, you've got to find your comfort level. Now, one thing I've had experience with in the past, and I guess it takes me back to the last bear that I skinned, the skinning knife, I had to sharpen it, I think at four times anyway, throughout the process of skinning a small bear, 110-pound bear. Is this something that's normal? Is it something? Is there a different type of material in that skinning knife that we can be looking for that would live a little longer than the one that I was using? Or,
well, as you know, we haven't been in Canada for a long time, so we've been getting our Camillus knives out into the market. We've been seeding a number of them with taxidermists, trappers, hunters that are friends of Rob's and mine, as well as myself. I'm an
trappers are a good endorsement, that's for sure, right?
They're terrific, and they also have very specific needs because they're doing, you know, martens and minks and beaver, and they're going around the toes.
Yeah.
So can you imagine skinning around the toes? You know, you need something. A lot of them really prefer a very small pocket knife. It's sort of funny. It's as basic as that in some cases, right? Again,
right.
Everybody's different. But one of the key pieces of feedback we're getting from all of these consumers of knives is that they really love our blade longevity. So we've had reports, and I'm one of them. I've been able to skin an entire whitetail without sharpening my knife. And traditionally in the past, before I used a Camillus knife, I'd find myself sharpening it midpoint of doing a whitetail. We have guys that are out there and doing a whole moose with a knife or doing a couple of caribou with a knife. And so the reports we're getting back are extremely exciting and encouraging. And that's because of the way that we're constructing the knife. We use a good quality of steel to begin with. And then we our titanium bonding or using a carbon nitride titanium.
So this is what makes it last longer is it's not just, you know, it's got something in there. It's almost like maybe adding rocks to cement to make concrete or something along those lines?
Yeah, it's titanium nitride particles. Without getting too technical, it bonds to the steel. So it's going to keep those blades three times harder than a non-treated stainless steel knife. And as John alluded to, we've got video people skinning two caribou.
Without
stopping to sharpen one. So if you think about the temperatures, minus 25, do you want to be stopping to sharpen out in the field? No, you want to be doing it at home where it's nice and warm.
Yeah.
It may take you a little bit longer to sharpen that blade because it is harder. But you want to be sitting by the fire nice and warm doing that, not out in the field.
Right, right, which is great. Now, as far as gutting knives go, now we know when we're gutting a big game animal that we don't want to puncture the ruin or the actual paunch in any way, shape, or form. So what kind of tools, obviously a gutting knife is a pretty, you know, this is a term that, like you say, it could mean a lot of different things and personal needs to different people. But what would I be looking for specifically if I wanted something to be very effective on whitetail deer and bear, that sort of thing?
So, again, it seems to be a personal thing. You've probably met guys that have a gut hook.
Yes.
And some of those guys, it's they feel more comfortable with it, so they can insert it and they can pull.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel that won't cut too deep or get under the inside.
Yeah, I can't use those because I'm always worried about it going a little too far. I'm kind of the one that likes to get the fingers under there to make sure that I'm not puncturing that.
Yes, and I'm exactly the same as you. I prefer not to use a gut hook. I like a shallow drop point blade, which enables me to point the blade up.
Yes.
And just run it along, you know, with the spine of the blade resting against the inside of the deer,
right,
and just cutting the skin as I go up. And then when I want to take it down a level to get to open up the cavity, then I can take it down one more level, again keeping it face up.
Right. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I use my two fingers to kind of hold the skin up a bit as well. So yeah, there again, personal preference, and is as convenient and neat as the hooks look. Not for me, maybe for some others. There again, not the type of knife where you need to sharpen a lot through processing one animal, but still same kind of point on it as a skinning knife. Would it vary? How about construction? What would we be looking for?
Yeah, and strangely enough, there are some inexpensive knives that are a steel that may not be the greatest steel.
Okay.
However, there's also some very good steel that you may have to sharpen more often, and some guys actually like that. So 1095 is a steel with a high carbon content.
Okay.
So it's nice and strong,
mm-hmm.
But it's not stainless steel. So if you leave your knife out in the rain or you sheath it into a wet sheath, it'll rust.
Oh, okay.
So it's a higher maintenance steel. However, and it may not hold its edge quite as long, again, depending on heat treating and a lot of other components, you may have to sharpen that blade before you're finished your deer, as an example. With some of the other, and we do have 1095 blades. We manufacture a 1095 steel, but we also have other steels that are stainless steels, like a 440 stainless or an AUS 8 or a VG10, all good steels, but all slightly different in their composition.
Okay.
Now those are easier to care for. So for me personally, I like them for different reasons. When I'm out there and I don't have time to clean my blade, it's say it's minus 30, it's full of fat, it's wet, I sheath it, and I'm gone away for the week, and it's in a constant state of being wet, I like to have a stainless steel blade.
Right.
And as Rob mentioned earlier, our stainless products, the VG10s and the AUS8s, they're titanium bonded, and that makes those steels even stronger, and therefore they hold their edge even longer. And that's how guys are able to do two caribou or two white tails without having to sharpen it.
So this titanium isn't a coating. This is actually bonded right into the metal itself.
Yeah, this becomes part of the steel. It's not dipped or coated or painted. It's mm-hmm. actually part of the steel. And when you alluded to the $6 knife,
yeah,
I would say to anybody, you can pull anything out of the package. First cut right there, they're probably going to go similar. But it's the fifth, the 10th, the 100th,
right,
the 6th hour, whatever it may be. I would suggest anyone do your homework, because you get some sharp knives right out of the package, but they're going to go quickly.
Well, guys, thanks for coming out to Peterborough.
Thank you very
thanks
much
for having us. Yeah.
One hunt, two paths. It's early morning. A hunter starts up the ATV and turns on the radio and GPS. The waypoint where that big bull moose walked out during scouting trip a few weeks prior is clearly marked at 2.1 kilometers away. Upon arriving at the waypoint, the hunter sets up his firearm complete with bipod and spotting scope. It isn't long before the bull moose walks out into a meadow 175 meters away to investigate the hunter's calls. One quick, clean shot and it's all over. Other members of the hunter's party are contacted by a radio system that also tracks each other's movements by GPS. They soon arrive on their ATVs and assist in processing and transporting the moose. The same hunt, done differently. A hunter awakes several hours before sunrise. The hunter walks about 2 kilometers into the woods with a well-equipped pack and longbow. While quietly following fresh tracks, the hunter listens for any sounds that would indicate that a moose is close by. The wind governs the hunter's every directional move. With a lot of skill and a little luck, the hunter finally comes face to face with a bull moose. It could be in excess of a half a ton in weight. At a mere 7 yards, the hunter's arrow makes its mark. Working into the night, the hunter processes and packs the moose back to camp. Some hunters will spend a lifetime trying to accomplish this without success. The act of hunting is unique, personal, and sometimes spiritual. Your life journey as a hunter will follow a path somewhere in between the two stories told. So until next time, be safe. I'm Randy Jennings.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new hunting and fishing pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? And by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Hey, you can also check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web at wrvoradio.com. Todd.com.